is going to be the NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3060 Ti Founders Edition. So what do you think about this, Joe?
Well, it's a cool card. NVIDIA has been doing some really good work. I personally, I used to be a person who really pushed AMD for GPUs. Hypocritically, I never bought an AMD GPU. So I actually built a computer for my brother and I built a computer for a friend, and we used an AMD CPU, GPU, and he's had more, difficulties trying to like get the drivers to work and everything, and a little bit more like compatibility issues for different games and stuff. So I'm not trying to trash AMD here right now, but I really think that like NVIDIA's graphics cards are really good. And with the market the way it is right now, with demand being really high and the supply being low, most things, right? A lot of factories, in the United States, we had a lot of like pork facilities closed and everything. So I can't imagine like how what's happening to the tech industry about, trying to ramp up supply, a lot of supply chains have been interrupted.
Yep, definitely.
It's not, but let's go back to how awesome the card is. It's a 1440p card, and if you have $400, it's a reasonable proposition. The people who really want to upgrade are usually the people who are like two generations back.
Correct.
You have that thirst to upgrade because it's so painful at the lower generations you've been on. So you're like, you're struggling on the 1060 or the 960 or something below that. You're like, whoa, I can get this at 1080p or 1440, and you just bite the bullet. But I know a lot of people are going to be like waiting for a lower,
well, the lower SKUs. This 1440, just to make sure, just get me if I'm correct, this 1440p is actually a 2K resolution. Is that right?
Yeah.
So that's still, for $400 for running 2K, that ain't bad.
Yeah.
Compared to if you get a 4K, what, it's like $799? $800? Yeah. Something like that?
Yeah. And I mean, it could still do 4K gaming, but it, I looked out of the benchmarks here. So sorry guys, I was just gonna say it's been a rough weekend, so I'm just kind of we're dragging a little bit, but the card is just awesome though. I mean, we talked last week about how the RTX 3060 isn't out there yet, but was being benchmarked. Correct. And I went to their website, and NVIDIA said that you could expect the RTX 3060 late February, but you can actually buy the and I think of it. Well, let's see. I think they were. It's really weird. They were okay. So I guess the 360 is coming out at $330, and the 360 you can see on NVIDIA's website is like $400. Mm-hmm. Little bit of sidetracking. I did a Google search about trying to find out what the cheapest price you can find, and I really am interested in this. If anybody knows, anybody ever bought anything from Randall's Bean? I saw some YouTube videos about whether it's a scam or not. It looked kind of fishy. It might just be somebody who's like, I don't know, like it doesn't make sense. Like it's usually, this is not a thing that's been on the market for very long. So when you see discounted prices like this, it's usually for something that's been out there for a year or 3 years, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Like you can find like cheaper lights or cheaper like camera or something because the product's been out there for like 5 years or something.
Yeah.
So just be careful of any website that's promising, they're selling the 3060 Ti for $280. But it's like sold out everywhere else, and the selling price that NVIDIA said was $330.
Interesting.
So just be careful when you're looking for stuff like buying, because you're probably giving them their credit card information and whatever else. Correct. You're giving them, and then they could use that. So, yeah, what do you think about the benchmarks here for the 360 Ti?
Oh, man, hold on, let me pull that up for you. Real quick, give me one moment, Joe. The benchmarks, I'm seeing them. It's crazy, man. It is crazy. Let me pull up the benchmarks. Where is it? Sorry, this is the first time I'm actually gonna be sharing some. Benchmarks are pretty. That's pretty dope. It's pretty much. What do you think about this specs yourself first?
All right. Because you're
more into this graphics card than I am.
Yeah. So, let's see. It's, you know, obviously, it's above. Let's see, where would it be? Goodness. Yeah, I guess this one doesn't go into a ton. I mean, it's out there, so there's other benchmarks out there. I'm just gonna like look one up really quickly because I thought I already had that.
Yeah, and this was a Founders Edition. But what's the also too? Here's another thing: is what's the difference between a regular 3060 Ti versus Founders Edition? What is the difference?
There isn't much. You know, like if you're doing AIB, then it would be it'd have better cooling. But NVIDIA with their design this time, with a fan on the front and a fan on the back, try to get rid of that like hot and loud meme for their Founders Editions. So they're trying to compete a little bit more with their AIB partners. Mm-hmm. So there's, and they also reduced the price. They used to like have the Founders price like more than the what their partners were letting out, like the base price. But I think they've kind of gone away with that. They've are releasing at the same price they would expect their partners to release at.
Interesting.
People weren't really necessarily fond of doing Founders. They only did it because of supply. Yeah. They couldn't get anywhere else. They'd pay a premium. And that's what we've seen with what's happening now. So people, like everything's been inflated by several hundred dollars depending on which card you're looking for. It's the worst time to make a computer.
No, definitely, man. Definitely.
Like
I almost made a custom computer recently, but I saw that the price, there was people were price gouging and stuff like that. So I'm like, I backed off.
Yeah, I mean, I bit the bullet and bought the 260 back in May before everything was going out of control with like supply and demand and everything. And the 260 had been out for a while, so people probably weren't like super enthusiastic about buying it, you know. But now like all the cards are hot. You know, like they're all, yeah. Although, you know, if you still go to like a Micro Center, you can still find like a lot of cards there. But Micro Center is not like, they're not opposed to like raising their prices to meet demand. Like they're like, sometimes you can find like outrageous prices at Micro Center.
Correct.
But it's in these in-person stores that you're more likely to find something that they maybe don't offer online.
Yeah.
Definitely. So that they get people in the store because then they buy more stuff than that graphics card.
Yeah.
You know, it can be sold out online, but if you go to the store, you might find it there.
Yeah, definitely.
And you can also call ahead, you know.
Yeah, I've never thought about doing it all like, you know, that.
Well, I'm always like trying to buy stuff online because I can always find it cheaper than in the store. But when your product is sold out, then you have to go in the store and then you might get lucky or call ahead.
Interesting.
But yeah, some of the benchmarks here. Let's see. For 4K, looks like you can play The Witcher 3 at 81.3 frames, which is pretty high. This is even on Ultra, you could play it. Oh, I think that's Ultra settings. Is that 1080p? Yeah, it's at 1080p, I believe. 109 frames. So it looks like some games you can play this pretty well, you know. Like I played League of Legends 4K on the 2060, you know, no problem. Like once I get up about like 144 frames, I start to like get some drops to like 120 or something. So I have to like lock it at like 90. But I don't know. It looks like this is definitely a 2K card, though. You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it all depends on what you want to buy it, you know? Like this like Metro Exodus 66.2 frames. Forza Horizon 4 150 frames at 1440p. So that's the highest one, Forza 4. So a racing game. And then the very lowest would be something like Anno 1800 at 40.6 frames at 1440.
Really?
Yeah. So, yeah, a decent, I mean, definitely an awesome 1080p card, and then a decent 1440p card.
Yeah, it seems like a very decent, decent something that I would probably purchase, and I would actually do more. I would do more testing if I could, if I had a better computer. No offense. Yeah. My computer. I would actually love to actually run these tests that these people actually do and find out for myself.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I did think I pulled up RTX 3060 Ti versus the 2060 Ti. Maybe they didn't have one. They just had the 2060. Yeah. But this review by notebookcheck.net, very in-depth. Check it out. Got some pretty cool stuff about temperature and power consumption, and it's got noise levels and